The Israel Report with Rolly Marks for the latest information and the stories behind the news.
Rolly, Shavua Tov, how are you doing?
Shavua Tov, more like Shavua Suka Legamre. And translation to that is a totally busy week, and it's only Monday.
All right, what can I say? Let's kick off with the update on the Barcelona attacks. You're saying that Hezbollah has condemned it. Well, that's very, very magnanimous of them, isn't it?
Well, even just before we get into Hezbollah, this is news in which is literally minutes old. In fact, it came through as I was waiting to cross to the studio, is that the man thought to be the attacker in the Barcelona terror attack has been killed. He was a fugitive and
where was he found, as a matter of interest? Because they had thoughts that he had crossed over into France.
Well, they have caught him. There are a whole lot of rumors spreading around. Some say he had escaped into the Pyrenees, but they're not giving the exact
details.
Locations. They just say that he has been killed. Another one arrested in Sant Sadurní de Anoia. Please forgive me if you speak French or Spanish. My horrendous language skills. I'm just lucky I can get my Hebrew right today.
And we all have those
another
days.
Shot man coming in today, because the death toll has gone up to 15. Police found a 34-year-old individual who they believe whose car was van was hijacked in order to perpetrate this horrendous attack, and they think that the man that has been shot may have been the hijacker in this case. And so two different accounts coming in of members of the cell that have been caught and have been shot. In this case, the person that was rumored to have hijacked the van and also was strapped at the time of his shooting with an explosive belt is Yunus Abu Yaqub, 5'11", and apparently he yelled Allahu Akbar before being shot.
All right. Well, I hope that did him some good. So there was then another rumor, or there was another incident in Marseille today. That now wasn't a terror attack. Is that correct?
Well, earlier today when I did report on it, you know, of course, the immediate panic, and for the French, it goes way back to the attacks on Nice, I think just several months ago. But what actually happened today was that a van plowed into two bus stops in Marseille, killing a 40-year-old woman, and the driver has been arrested. And, you know, I think while many of us are very, very quick to say it must obviously be a terror attack, there were no elements in this case that pointed to a terror attack, and they said that the driver was suffering from psychiatric problems, and he was found with a letter from a psychiatric clinic, and this is what the police are treating it as.
Okay, so they're not treating it as a terror attack.
They're not treating it as a terror attack. Having said that, Europe is on high terror alert following last week's car ramming attacks in Spain.
Very, very difficult time indeed. And then we had the situation in Spain where I think it was their chief rabbi, suggested that everybody should leave, the community reacting quite strongly against that, saying they don't believe that they're in danger and that they should be leaving Spain at all.
Well, when the news initially broke, it was believed that because it was in such close proximity to the Maccabi restaurant, which is frequented by Jews and, of course, a lot of Israelis, that perhaps we were the intended target. On further investigation, that wasn't the case at all. It was just a horrible, horrible coincidence. And the chief rabbi, I think it's of Barcelona, saying that the community is under threat and everybody needs to leave. Having said that, Netanyahu in the wake of the Charlie Hebdo and the Hypocrisie attacks in France last year and 2 years ago, also said, you know, that the future for French Jewry is doomed and they should all make Aliyah. Now, it is a knee-jerk reaction, and I know a lot of people are saying that, and we're hearing from America as well, you know, with the rise of the far right and the far left, that perhaps with all this anti-Semitism and anti-Zionism, which of course is the same thing, coming out, perhaps it is time for Jews to leave. Jews are still safe in America and very, 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 very strongly believe that. In Europe, yes, while there has been these accounts, a lot of French Jews feel that, you know, they don't want to be forced out of France. While many do make Aliyah, it's not always because they are chased out of France because of anti-Semitism. There are a lot of other factors, and of course, the Spanish Jewish community saying that they are not leaving Spain just yet. Where we do see an alarming rise is in the UK, where it has been reported, or according to recent polls, that one in three Jews thinks that it is time to leave the United Kingdom.
I saw that. That's an incredibly disturbing number. That's a very, very high percentage. A third of the UK Jewry saying that it's they are considering leaving because primarily because of anti-Semitism.
Yes, and a lot of criticism for the Labour Party coming under fire. A lot saying that not enough has been done, especially in the case of Ken Livingstone, where he was quite adamant that Hitler was a Zionist.
But Ken Livingstone's a blithering idiot, I'm sorry. I just don't know.
Ken Livingstone, but it's symptomatic of a much bigger issue, and that is that people feel that Corbyn has not done enough to stop anti-Semitism. And what is quite fascinating for me, because I've been monitoring Twitter quite a bit lately, is seeing the amount of, I don't want to call them parody sites, because they're not really parody sites, but sites that are almost making fun of Jeremy Corbyn, but, you know, many a true word said in jest about the issue of anti-Semitism. Very, very clever, very, very witty, but they are bringing it to public attention. And a lot of Twitter watchdog groups specifically aimed at monitoring anti-Semitism in the Labour Party.
But that said, Rolene, when they had the elections fairly recently, Labour, it did very, very well. In fact, surprisingly well. So
exactly.
It's just an anomaly that you have a situation that you've got a really blatantly racist and anti-Semitic political party, and they're starting to do much better. They did much better than they did in the elections prior.
Exactly. So it is, I don't think it was a case of voting for Labour, but mainly voting perhaps against Theresa May, who many felt handled an election campaign quite poorly.
Indeed, and in fact, it was an election campaign that was marred by a terrorist attack and a car ramming as well, coincidentally. Netanyahu is going to be meeting Putin. When is this happening?
Well, this will be happening this week, and this is one of several times that he has met with a Russian premier. And a lot of us who follow Netanyahu's movements don't think that we're going to hear anything new said. You know, he will say we have an issue with Iran, we don't want Iran in Syria, etc., etc. But this visit, for some reason or the other, has been watched perhaps a little closer, I think, with regards to what is happening in the region. Things, the situation is becoming a lot more tense. We heard reports last week of Iran building missile factories in Syria. This is a huge issue. And I think one of the other issues, just coming from Russia's part, is having seen the trajectory of the Islamic State, I think they're quite worried that the Islamic State will try and infiltrate via Chechnya. Now, we did have stabbings the other day in Russia. It didn't make mainstream news, but apparently that was jihadist related as well.
Absolutely unbelievable, because you were really seeing the world align itself against against IS, but at the same time not understanding how much of what goes on with people, for example, like Hezbollah, encourage and legitimize terror.
Well, Hezbollah, you know, we said, thank you very, very much for your condemnation, you know, many horrendous words said in jest. But they say that, in fact, Hezbollah have called the Islamic State the children of Satan, and saying that they are doing an injustice to jihad. Now, you could take this two ways. You could either look at it for face value and say they're doing a great injustice to jihad, and jihad means to struggle, or you could look at it another way, and that is the Islamic State pose a tremendous threat to Hezbollah, as they do to Hamas. And little known or talked about fact is that there is an Islamic State presence in Gaza, and we have seen suicide attacks being carried out against Hamas by the Islamic State. And I think that what ISIS or Daesh, as we call them here in the region, means is that they have taken attention from Hezbollah and Hamas and their potential recruitment base, and they've recruited people into their you could sink any lower than Hamas or Hezbollah, but apparently you can do with the way that the Islamic State conduct themselves.
It's almost like they've poached from their target market, and they're getting upset about that.
Exactly. Exactly.
All right, well, there we go. That puts it into perfect perspective. Time is 5:24. Roland Marks, that's where we're going to leave it. Thank you very much. As always, we look forward to speaking to you. Same time, same place tomorrow. That's the Israel Report, brought to you by the Blue Agency.